The Art of Living by Epictetus. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Art of Living, written by the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, is a collection of his teachings on how to live a good life. Epictetus believed that the key to a good life was to focus on what is within our control and to accept what is outside of our control. He argued that we should strive to be content with what we have and to be mindful of our actions and thoughts. He also taught that we should strive to be virtuous and to live in harmony with nature. Epictetus believed that by living in this way, we can achieve true freedom and happiness. Epictetus taught that we should strive to be free from external influences and to be independent of our desires and passions. He argued that we should strive to be indifferent to external events and to be content with what we have. He also taught that we should strive to be virtuous and to live in harmony with nature. Epictetus believed that by living in this way, we can achieve true freedom and happiness. Epictetus also taught that we should strive to be mindful of our thoughts and actions. He argued that we should strive to be aware of our thoughts and to be mindful of our actions. He also taught that we should strive to be honest and to be true to ourselves. Epictetus believed that by living in this way, we can achieve true freedom and happiness. Epictetus also taught that we should strive to be compassionate and to be kind to others. He argued that we should strive to be understanding and to be tolerant of others. He also taught that we should strive to be forgiving and to be generous. Epictetus believed that by living in this way, we can achieve true freedom and happiness. The Art of Living is a timeless collection of Epictetus' teachings on how to live a good life. Epictetus argued that by focusing on what is within our control, being content with what we have, striving to be virtuous, and being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can achieve true freedom and happiness. The Art of Living is a must-read for anyone looking to live a life of meaning and purpose. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Control your desires. Epictetus encourages readers to control their desires and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of contentment and peace. Main idea number 2. Accept what you cannot change. Epictetus teaches that it is important to accept what one cannot change and to focus on what one can control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of freedom and joy. Main idea number 3. Live in the present moment. Epictetus encourages readers to live in the present moment and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and contentment. Main idea number 4. Cultivate self-discipline. Epictetus encourages readers to cultivate self-discipline and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of freedom and joy. Main idea number 5. Develop self-awareness. Epictetus encourages readers to develop self-awareness and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of contentment and peace. Main idea number 6. Practice Stoicism. Epictetus encourages readers to practice Stoicism and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of freedom and joy. Main idea number 7. Live with integrity. Epictetus encourages readers to live with integrity and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and contentment. Main idea number 8. Live with gratitude. Epictetus encourages readers to live with gratitude and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of joy and contentment. Main idea number 9. Develop self-control. Epictetus encourages readers to develop self-control and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of freedom and peace. Main idea number 10. Live with purpose. Epictetus encourages readers to live with purpose and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of joy and contentment. Main idea number 11. Live with courage. Epictetus encourages readers to live with courage and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and freedom. Main idea number 12. Live with humility. Epictetus encourages readers to live with humility and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of joy and contentment. Main idea number 13. Live with compassion. Epictetus encourages readers to live with compassion and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and freedom. Main idea number 14. Live with moderation. Epictetus encourages readers to live with moderation and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of joy and contentment. Main idea number 15. Live with generosity. Epictetus encourages readers to live with generosity and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and freedom. Main idea number 16. Live with self-respect. Epictetus encourages readers to live with self-respect and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of joy and contentment. Main idea number 17. Live with wisdom. Epictetus encourages readers to live with wisdom and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and freedom. Main idea number 18. Live with simplicity. Epictetus encourages readers to live with simplicity and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of joy and contentment. Main idea number 19. Live with self-reflection. Epictetus encourages readers to live with self-reflection and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and freedom. Main idea number 20. Live with acceptance. Epictetus encourages readers to live with acceptance and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of joy and contentment. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Epictetus encourages readers to control their desires and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of contentment and peace. He explains that it is not our external circumstances that determine our happiness, but rather our attitude towards them. He encourages us to take responsibility for our own happiness and to be mindful of our desires. He believes that by controlling our desires, we can be free from the suffering that comes from wanting something that we cannot have. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to be aware of our own limitations. He believes that by understanding our own limitations, we can be more accepting of our circumstances and be more content with what we have. He also encourages us to practice self-discipline and to be mindful of our actions. He believes that by controlling our desires, we can be more in control of our lives and be more content with our current situation. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our emotions and to be aware of our own feelings. He believes that by understanding our own emotions, we can be more accepting of our circumstances and be more content with what we have. He also encourages us to practice self-control and to be mindful of our reactions. He believes that by controlling our desires, we can be more in control of our lives and be more content with our current situation. Main idea number 2. Accepting what one cannot change is a key principle taught by Epictetus in his book The Art of Living. He believes that by accepting the things that are out of our control, we can free ourselves from worry and anxiety and live a life of joy and contentment. Epictetus encourages us to focus on what we can control, such as our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. He believes that by doing this, we can create a life of freedom and peace. Epictetus also teaches that it is important to recognize our limitations and to accept that some things are simply beyond our control. He believes that by accepting this, we can free ourselves from the burden of trying to control the uncontrollable. He encourages us to focus on what we can do, rather than what we cannot do. This allows us to live a life of purpose and fulfillment. Epictetus' teachings remind us that we can only control our own actions and attitudes. We cannot control the actions of others or the events of the world. By accepting this, we can free ourselves from the burden of trying to control the uncontrollable and focus on what we can do. This allows us to live a life of freedom and joy. Main idea number 3. Epictetus encourages readers to live in the present moment and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and contentment. To live in the present moment means to be mindful of the present and to be aware of the present moment without being distracted by thoughts of the past or future. It means to be fully engaged in the present moment and to be open to whatever it brings. It also means to be aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and actions and to be mindful of how they affect the present moment. By living in the present moment, one can be more aware of their own thoughts and feelings and can make conscious decisions about how to respond to them. This can help to create a sense of inner peace and contentment, as well as a greater sense of connection to the world around them. Living in the present moment also means being mindful of the impact of one's actions on others. It means being aware of how one's words and actions can affect the people around them and being mindful of how one's actions can affect the world. By being mindful of the impact of one's actions, one can make conscious decisions about how to act in a way that is beneficial to both oneself and others. This can help to create a sense of harmony and balance in one's life and can help to create a sense of peace and contentment. Living in the present moment can be a difficult task, but it is an important one. By being mindful of the present moment and being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and actions, one can create a life of peace and contentment. This can help to create a sense of connection to the world around them and can help to create a sense of harmony and balance in one's life. Main idea number 4. Epictetus encourages readers to cultivate self-discipline in order to live a life of freedom and joy. He believes that by focusing on what is within our power to control, we can become more mindful of our actions and reactions. Self-discipline is the key to unlocking our potential and achieving our goals. It is the foundation of a successful life. Epictetus encourages us to practice self-discipline in all aspects of our lives. This includes our thoughts, words, and actions. He believes that by controlling our thoughts, we can become more aware of our emotions and reactions. We can also become more mindful of our words and actions, and how they affect others. By practicing self-discipline, we can become more aware of our own behavior and how it affects our lives. Epictetus also encourages us to practice self-discipline in our relationships. He believes that by being mindful of our words and actions, we can create healthier relationships with those around us. We can also become more aware of our own needs and how to meet them. By practicing self-discipline, we can become more mindful of our own needs and how to meet them in a healthy way. Epictetus encourages us to cultivate self-discipline in order to live a life of freedom and joy. He believes that by focusing on what is within our power to control, we can become more mindful of our actions and reactions. Self-discipline is the key to unlocking our potential and achieving our goals. It is the foundation of a successful life. Main idea number 5. Epictetus encourages readers to develop self-awareness and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of contentment and peace. To achieve this, Epictetus suggests that we take a step back and observe our thoughts and feelings objectively. We should be aware of our own biases and prejudices, and strive to be open-minded and accepting of different perspectives. We should also be mindful of our own limitations and strive to be humble and honest with ourselves. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our actions and to take responsibility for them. He believes that by being aware of our own behavior, we can make better decisions and be more mindful of how our actions affect others. He also encourages us to be aware of our own emotions and to take the time to process them in a healthy way. By doing this, we can better understand our own motivations and be more in tune with our own needs and desires. Finally, Epictetus encourages us to be aware of our own values and to strive to live in accordance with them. He believes that by doing this, we can live a life of purpose and fulfillment. He also encourages us to be mindful of our own strengths and weaknesses, and to use them to our advantage. By developing self-awareness, we can become more in tune with ourselves and our environment, and ultimately lead a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 6. Epictetus encourages readers to practice Stoicism in order to live a life of freedom and joy. He believes that by focusing on what is within our power to control, we can free ourselves from the worries and anxieties of life. He explains that by understanding our limitations and accepting what we cannot control, we can live a life of contentment and peace. He also encourages us to practice self-discipline and to strive for excellence in all aspects of our lives. By doing this, we can become more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses and use them to our advantage. Finally, Epictetus encourages us to practice gratitude and to appreciate the good things in life, no matter how small they may be. Epictetus' teachings are still relevant today and can be applied to our modern lives. By practicing Stoicism, we can learn to accept what we cannot control and focus on what we can. We can also learn to practice self-discipline and strive for excellence in all aspects of our lives. Finally, we can practice gratitude and appreciate the good things in life, no matter how small they may be. By following Epictetus' teachings, we can live a life of freedom and joy. Main idea number 7. Living with integrity is a key concept in Epictetus' philosophy. He believes that by focusing on what is within our power to control, we can live a life of peace and contentment. Epictetus encourages us to take responsibility for our actions and to be honest with ourselves and others. He believes that by living with integrity, we can be true to ourselves and our values, and that this will lead to a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Epictetus also emphasizes the importance of being mindful of our thoughts and actions. He encourages us to be aware of our motivations and to be honest with ourselves about our intentions. He believes that by being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can make sure that we are living in accordance with our values and beliefs. This will help us to stay true to ourselves and to live with integrity. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our relationships with others. He believes that by being honest and open with others, we can build strong and meaningful relationships. He also believes that by being mindful of our relationships with others, we can ensure that we are living in accordance with our values and beliefs. This will help us to live with integrity and to be true to ourselves and our values. Living with integrity is an important part of Epictetus' philosophy. He believes that by focusing on what is within our power to control, we can live a life of peace and contentment. He encourages us to take responsibility for our actions and to be honest with ourselves and others. He also emphasizes the importance of being mindful of our thoughts and actions, and of our relationships with others. By living with integrity, we can be true to ourselves and our values, and this will lead to a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 8. Living with gratitude is a key concept in Epictetus' philosophy. He believes that by focusing on what we can control and being thankful for what we have, we can live a life of joy and contentment. Epictetus encourages us to be mindful of our blessings and to appreciate the good things in our lives. He believes that by doing this, we can be more present in the moment and enjoy life more fully. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to be aware of our reactions to the events in our lives. He believes that by being mindful of our thoughts and reactions, we can better control our emotions and be more in tune with our inner selves. This can help us to be more accepting of our circumstances and to be more content with our lives. Epictetus also encourages us to be grateful for the people in our lives. He believes that by being thankful for the people who have helped us and supported us, we can be more appreciative of our relationships and be more connected to those around us. This can help us to be more compassionate and understanding of others and to be more open to new experiences. Living with gratitude is an important part of Epictetus' philosophy. By being mindful of our blessings and being thankful for what we have, we can live a life of joy and contentment. By being mindful of our thoughts and reactions, we can better control our emotions and be more in tune with our inner selves. And by being grateful for the people in our lives, we can be more compassionate and understanding of others and be more open to new experiences. Main idea number 9. Epictetus encourages readers to develop self-control and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of freedom and peace. To achieve this, Epictetus suggests that we must learn to distinguish between what is within our control and what is not. He explains that we should not be concerned with external events or circumstances that are beyond our control, but instead focus on our own thoughts, feelings, and actions. We should strive to be in control of our own lives and not be swayed by external influences. Epictetus also encourages us to practice self-discipline and to be mindful of our thoughts and actions. He believes that by doing this, we can become more aware of our own behavior and be better able to control it. He also suggests that we should strive to be mindful of our emotions and to practice self-reflection in order to better understand our own motivations and desires. By doing this, we can become more aware of our own behavior and be better able to control it. Finally, Epictetus encourages us to practice self-acceptance and to be kind to ourselves. He believes that by doing this, we can become more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses and be better able to accept ourselves for who we are. By doing this, we can become more confident in our own abilities and be better able to take control of our own lives. Main idea number 10. Living with purpose is a concept that has been around for centuries, and it is one that Epictetus encourages readers to embrace. He believes that by focusing on what is within our power to control, we can live a life of joy and contentment. Epictetus encourages us to take responsibility for our own lives and to make decisions that are in line with our values and goals. He believes that by doing this, we can create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and actions. He believes that by being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can be more aware of our own behavior and how it affects our lives. He also encourages us to be mindful of our relationships and to strive to create meaningful connections with others. By doing this, we can create a life that is full of purpose and joy. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our environment and to take care of the world around us. He believes that by taking care of our environment, we can create a better world for ourselves and for future generations. He also encourages us to be mindful of our own health and to take care of our bodies. By doing this, we can create a life that is full of vitality and energy. Living with purpose is a concept that can help us to create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. By following Epictetus' advice, we can create a life that is full of joy and contentment. We can also create a life that is full of purpose and meaning. By living with purpose, we can create a life that is full of joy and contentment. Main idea number 11. Epictetus encourages readers to live with courage and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and freedom. He explains that it is important to recognize what is within our control and what is not. We should strive to accept what is outside of our control and focus on what we can do to improve our lives. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and actions, and to be aware of how they affect our lives. He believes that by living with courage and taking responsibility for our lives, we can create a life of peace and freedom. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our emotions and to be aware of how they can affect our lives. He believes that by being aware of our emotions, we can better understand our own thoughts and actions. He also encourages us to be mindful of our relationships and to be aware of how they can affect our lives. He believes that by being mindful of our relationships, we can create a life of peace and freedom. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our environment and to be aware of how it can affect our lives. He believes that by being mindful of our environment, we can create a life of peace and freedom. He encourages us to be mindful of our health and to be aware of how it can affect our lives. He believes that by being mindful of our health, we can create a life of peace and freedom. Epictetus encourages us to live with courage and to focus on what is within our power to control. He believes that by doing this, we can create a life of peace and freedom. He encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts, actions, emotions, relationships, environment, and health, and to be aware of how they can affect our lives. By living with courage and taking responsibility for our lives, we can create a life of peace and freedom. Main idea number 12. Epictetus encourages readers to live with humility and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by living with humility, one can avoid the pitfalls of pride and arrogance, and instead live a life of joy and contentment. He explains that by recognizing our limitations and understanding that we are not in control of everything, we can be more accepting of our circumstances and more open to learning from our experiences. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and actions, and to strive to be the best version of ourselves. He believes that by living with humility, we can be more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses, and be better equipped to make decisions that are in our best interest. Epictetus also emphasizes the importance of being kind and compassionate to others. He believes that by treating others with respect and understanding, we can create a more harmonious environment and foster meaningful relationships. He encourages us to be mindful of our words and actions, and to strive to be understanding and forgiving of others. He believes that by living with humility, we can be more open to learning from others and be more accepting of different perspectives. Living with humility is an important part of living a life of joy and contentment. By recognizing our limitations and understanding that we are not in control of everything, we can be more accepting of our circumstances and more open to learning from our experiences. We can also be more mindful of our thoughts and actions, and strive to be the best version of ourselves. By being kind and compassionate to others, we can create a more harmonious environment and foster meaningful relationships. By living with humility, we can be more open to learning from others and be more accepting of different perspectives. Main idea number 13. Epictetus encourages readers to live with compassion and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and freedom. He explains that it is important to recognize that some things are beyond our control, and that we should not waste our energy trying to change them. Instead, we should focus on what we can control, such as our thoughts, feelings, and actions. Epictetus also encourages us to be kind and compassionate to others, even if they are not kind to us. He believes that by living with compassion, we can create a more peaceful and harmonious world. Epictetus also emphasizes the importance of self-reflection and self-awareness. He encourages us to take time to reflect on our thoughts and feelings, and to be mindful of our actions. He believes that by doing this, we can gain a better understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. This understanding can help us to make better decisions and to live a life of purpose and meaning. Finally, Epictetus encourages us to practice gratitude and to appreciate the good things in life. He believes that by doing this, we can cultivate a sense of contentment and joy. He also encourages us to be mindful of our own mortality and to make the most of the time we have. Main idea number 14. Epictetus encourages readers to live with moderation and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by living with moderation, one can avoid the pitfalls of overindulgence and instead live a life of joy and contentment. Epictetus explains that moderation is not about depriving oneself of pleasure, but rather about finding a balance between indulgence and restraint. He encourages readers to be mindful of their desires and to practice self-control in order to avoid becoming enslaved to their passions. He also emphasizes the importance of being mindful of one's actions and their consequences, as well as the importance of being aware of the needs of others. Epictetus also encourages readers to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can avoid becoming overwhelmed by the things that are outside of their control. He explains that by focusing on what is within one's power, one can live a life of purpose and meaning. He also encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and to practice gratitude for the things that they have. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of joy and contentment. Epictetus's advice to live with moderation is timeless and can be applied to any situation. By living with moderation, one can avoid the pitfalls of overindulgence and instead live a life of joy and contentment. By focusing on what is within one's power to control, one can live a life of purpose and meaning. And by being mindful of one's thoughts and practicing gratitude, one can live a life of joy and contentment. Main idea number 15. Epictetus encourages readers to live with generosity and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and freedom. Generosity is not just about giving away material possessions, but also about giving away one's time, energy, and attention. Epictetus encourages readers to be generous with their time and energy, to be generous with their attention, and to be generous with their words. He believes that by being generous with these things, one can create a life of abundance and joy. Epictetus also encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and actions. He believes that by being mindful of one's thoughts and actions, one can create a life of peace and freedom. He encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and to be mindful of their actions. He believes that by being mindful of one's thoughts and actions, one can create a life of peace and freedom. Epictetus also encourages readers to be mindful of their emotions. He believes that by being mindful of one's emotions, one can create a life of peace and freedom. He encourages readers to be mindful of their emotions and to be mindful of their reactions. He believes that by being mindful of one's emotions and reactions, one can create a life of peace and freedom. Epictetus encourages readers to live with generosity and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can create a life of peace and freedom. He encourages readers to be generous with their time, energy, and attention, to be mindful of their thoughts and actions, and to be mindful of their emotions and reactions. By living with generosity and focusing on what is within their power to control, one can create a life of peace and freedom. Main idea number 16. Epictetus encourages readers to live with self-respect and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of joy and contentment. To live with self-respect, Epictetus suggests that we should strive to be the best version of ourselves. We should strive to be honest, kind, and generous, and to live with integrity. We should also strive to be mindful of our thoughts and actions, and to be aware of how our behavior affects others. Additionally, we should strive to be mindful of our own needs and to take care of ourselves. Epictetus also encourages us to be mindful of our limitations and to accept that there are some things that are beyond our control. He believes that by accepting our limitations, we can be more content with our lives and more accepting of our circumstances. He also encourages us to focus on what we can control, such as our thoughts, our actions, and our attitudes. By doing this, we can live with greater self-respect and be more content with our lives. Finally, Epictetus encourages us to be mindful of our relationships with others. He believes that by being kind and generous to others, we can live with greater self-respect and be more content with our lives. He also encourages us to be mindful of our own needs and to take care of ourselves. By doing this, we can live with greater self-respect and be more content with our lives. Main idea number 17. Epictetus encourages readers to live with wisdom and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and freedom. He explains that it is important to recognize what is within our control and what is not. We should strive to accept what is outside of our control and focus on what we can control. Epictetus encourages us to take responsibility for our actions and to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings. He believes that by doing this, we can live a life of contentment and joy. Epictetus also encourages us to practice self-discipline and to be mindful of our actions. He believes that by being mindful of our actions, we can make better decisions and live a life of wisdom. He also encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings and to practice self-awareness. He believes that by being aware of our thoughts and feelings, we can better understand ourselves and our motivations. Epictetus also encourages us to practice gratitude and to be thankful for what we have. He believes that by being thankful for what we have, we can live a life of joy and contentment. He also encourages us to practice kindness and to be compassionate towards others. He believes that by being kind and compassionate, we can create a better world for ourselves and for others. Epictetus encourages us to live with wisdom and to focus on what is within our power to control. He believes that by doing this, we can live a life of peace and freedom. He encourages us to practice self-discipline, self-awareness, gratitude, and kindness in order to live a life of wisdom and contentment. Main idea number 18. Epictetus encourages readers to live with simplicity and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by living simply, one can avoid the distractions and anxieties that come with trying to control the uncontrollable. He suggests that by living with simplicity, one can focus on what is truly important and meaningful in life. This includes cultivating relationships, developing meaningful skills, and engaging in activities that bring joy and contentment. By living with simplicity, one can also avoid the stress and worry that come with trying to acquire material possessions and status. Epictetus also encourages readers to practice self-discipline and to be mindful of their thoughts and actions. He believes that by being mindful of one's thoughts and actions, one can live a life of joy and contentment. He suggests that by being mindful of one's thoughts and actions, one can avoid the pitfalls of overindulgence and impulsiveness. He also encourages readers to practice gratitude and to appreciate the small moments of joy and contentment that come with living simply. Ultimately, Epictetus believes that by living with simplicity, one can live a life of joy and contentment. He encourages readers to focus on what is within their power to control and to practice self-discipline and mindfulness. He also encourages readers to practice gratitude and to appreciate the small moments of joy and contentment that come with living simply. By living with simplicity, one can avoid the distractions and anxieties that come with trying to control the uncontrollable and can instead focus on what is truly important and meaningful in life. Main idea number 19. Epictetus encourages readers to live with self-reflection and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of peace and freedom. He explains that it is important to be aware of our thoughts and feelings, and to take responsibility for our actions. He also encourages us to be mindful of our environment and to be aware of how our actions affect others. He believes that by living with self-reflection, we can become more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses, and use this knowledge to make better decisions. Epictetus also encourages us to be honest with ourselves and to accept our mistakes. He believes that by doing this, we can learn from our mistakes and become better people. He also encourages us to be open to change and to be willing to adapt to new situations. He believes that by living with self-reflection, we can become more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses, and use this knowledge to make better decisions. Finally, Epictetus encourages us to be kind to ourselves and to practice self-care. He believes that by taking care of ourselves, we can be better equipped to take care of others. He also encourages us to be mindful of our environment and to be aware of how our actions affect others. By living with self-reflection, we can become more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses, and use this knowledge to make better decisions. Main idea number 20. Epictetus encourages readers to live with acceptance and to focus on what is within their power to control. He believes that by doing this, one can live a life of joy and contentment. He explains that it is important to accept the things that are outside of our control, such as the actions of others, and to focus on what we can control, such as our own thoughts and actions. He believes that by accepting what is outside of our control, we can free ourselves from worry and anxiety, and instead focus on what we can do to make our lives better. Epictetus also encourages readers to practice gratitude and to appreciate the good things in life. He believes that by doing this, we can find joy and contentment in our lives. He explains that it is important to recognize the good things that we have, and to be thankful for them. He believes that by doing this, we can find peace and joy in our lives, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Finally, Epictetus encourages readers to practice self-discipline and to strive for excellence in all areas of life. He believes that by doing this, we can live a life of purpose and fulfillment. He explains that it is important to set goals and to work hard to achieve them. He believes that by doing this, we can find joy and satisfaction in our lives, and can live with acceptance and contentment. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.